This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
From Los Angeles, California to Joy 94.9, this is LA Spins, the weekly entertainment show on everything that's hot in LA and Hollywood. Now, here's your host, Peter Reynolds.
Netflix's Bridgerton has found a lead actress for its second season. The show has cast Simone Ashley as Kate Sharma, the love interest for Anthony Bridgerton, played by Jonathan Bailey. Season 2 of the Shondaland drama, which Netflix has said is its biggest original series ever, will be based on the second book in Julia Quinn's series of novels, The Viscount Who Loved Me. Stay tuned. Chris Harrison announced that he's temporarily leaving The Bachelor after doing an interview in which he defended the racist actions of a contestant. The longtime host announced his departure, stating, quote, "By excusing historical racism, I defended it. I invoked the term woke police, which is unacceptable. I was wrong," unquote. Yep, Bachelor hosting idiot. Justin Timberlake apologized to Britney Spears and Janet Jackson for benefiting from a system that condones misogyny and racism following backlash from the release of the documentary Framing Britney Spears. He said, quote, "The industry is flawed. It sets white men up for success. As a man in a privileged position, I have to be vocal about this," unquote. Now he's vocal. Kellyanne Conway's daughter, Claudia Conway, auditioned for American Idol. With a split vote, the teenager made it through to the next round. Claudia faces challenges that evoke sympathy, and not just because of her young age. The 16-year-old has got into famous fights with her mom, who used to be Trump's advisor. If not for her name, though, she would have been cut quickly. Kourtney Kardashian and Travis Barker are officially a couple. The 41-year-old reality TV star was spotted out on a sushi date with the 45-year-old Blink-182 drummer at Matsuhisa Restaurant. The two appeared to be in good spirits as they held hands while dining outside. So, they've been friends for years and suddenly felt the need to start f***ing each other? Netflix will release Biggie, I Got a Story to Tell on March 1st, the first ever estate-approved documentary about the notorious B.I.G. The movie chronicles his life ahead of his rise to fame, as told by his loved ones in never-before-seen footage. The new film also features new interviews with Diddy and Biggie's mother, Bolette Wallace. Now that's gonna be Big E. Sorry. Ashley Judd, 52, is recovering from a fall which nearly cost her a leg. It happened while she was doing conservation work in a Congo rainforest. Judd explained that she tripped over a fallen tree in the dark while working to track bonobos, an endangered species of great apes. She broke her leg in 4 places, leaving her with nerve damage. Ouch! Former Mandalorian actress Gina Carano has a new project in the works with Ben Shapiro's The Daily Wire just 2 days after being dropped by Lucasfilm and UTA over her social media posts. Carano said, quote, "The Daily Wire is helping make one of my dreams to develop and produce my own film come true," unquote. This is not the way. Chappelle's Show returned to Netflix after it was removed at Dave Chappelle's request. He shared the news and thanked fans for boycotting the show, which was pulled from Netflix in November as a result of Chappelle's pay and licensing dispute with Viacom-CBS. Chappelle said he got his name and license back in addition to making millions of dollars. Ka-ching! Ahead of the spring trial date for Johnny Depp's $50 million defamation suit against his ex-wife Amber Heard, the actor's lawyers have issued subpoenas for Elon Musk, who Heard dated after she and Depp split, and the ACLU, which Heard named as a recipient of half of her $7 million divorce settlement from Depp. Hope there's a charging station for Musk near the courthouse. Christina on the co-star, Christina Anstead, spent Valentine's Day with her two oldest kids in Utah, while ex, Aunt Anstead, celebrated with their son, Hudson, one. She shared on social media, quote, "Heal your past. Love yourself for how far you've come. It's important to work hard and become the best version of yourself," unquote. Said every Hallmark card. Buffy the Vampire Slayer and Angel's David Boreanaz has come out in support of Charisma Carpenter after she came forward with claims against creator Joss Whedon. Boreanaz tweeted, "Proud of your strength," after she claimed that Whedon abused his power on numerous occasions while working together on both shows. Wow, this just might put a wooden stake in Whedon's career. Perez Hilton feels guilty for skewering Britney Spears in the past. The notorious gossip columnist has expressed regret over his brutal past treatment of Britney following the release of the Framing Britney Spears documentary chronicling the pop star's portrayal in the media. Social media was incensed after the series showed Hilton's actions while Spears was at her lowest point. Meanie. Kodak Black has launched It's About All of Us, a $100,000 scholarship to honor Parkland shooting victims. Black said during a commemorative event, quote, "They were young and none of them deserved this," unquote. The rapper visited Marjorie Stoneman Douglas High School in Parkland, Florida on the third anniversary of the mass shooting that killed 17 people. Good for him.
The Trash Bin.
Karam Gill, the director of an upcoming docuseries on Tekashi 6ix9ine, says the rapper is, quote, "a truly horrible human being with no morals or talent, but a social media mastermind with an uncanny ability to spark a reaction. Viewers will be shocked to realize how hyper-calculated he is," unquote. Well, I'm not hyper-surprised.
The news wrap-up.
Bitcoin hit a record high of nearly $50,000 as major firms are flocking to crypto. Social media platform Parler is back online after being banned by major tech companies. The Super Bowl is losing viewers under 50, reflecting how media has become fragmented. Spotify will let employees work from anywhere after the pandemic. How about a swim-up bar in Hawaii?
And now, this week's number ones.
The number one movie.
Nomadland, starring Frances McDormand, is on top of the box office.
The number one album.
Morgan Wallen keeps his grip on the album chart for the sixth week.
The number one app.
It's still Crossfire.
The number one book.
The Four Winds by Kristen Hanna is the most popular fiction book for the second week.
Dua Lipa says that women have to constantly prove themselves to be taken seriously in the music industry. The 25-year-old said that while she's experienced sexism throughout her career, she's never been afraid to challenge it. Lipa said, quote, "You're on a music video, and the director goes, 'I definitely think you need to wear a skirt, because someone wants to see the pop star in a cute outfit.' And I'm like, 'Well, I'm going to wear trousers because it's freezing. I know how to stand my ground,'" unquote. Having left school at 18 to pursue a career in music, she felt underestimated in the industry, especially when it came to writing her own lyrics, and says she had to work harder to be taken seriously. Well, we take her very seriously. Here's Dua Lipa with the song of the week, "We're Good."
I'm on an island, even when you're close. Can't take the silence, I'd rather be alone. I think it's pretty plain and simple, we gave it all we could. It's time I wave goodbye from the window. Let's end this like we should and say we're good.
When I
That was Dua Lipa with the Song of the Week. We're good. Visit us on Facebook at facebook.com/LASpins. You know, with a Z. And that's what's happening in L.A. and Hollywood. For L.A. Spins, I'm Peter Reynolds. So long from the City of Angels.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.